Podcast Ranger.
You know what? I think the show could really use Greencaster. Let me just call him Shania Twanger!
Shania Twanger!
Ah! Cue the roll call.
Wrong show.
Ow. Welcome to Extraxtra, everybody! We got Greencaster back, everybody! Greencaster, Zenshin!
Yay! I am returned. I am the Alpha and the Omega.
He's on because I bribed him with booze.
You didn't bribe me with shit.
They don't need to know that. Okay, Dreamcaster bribed you with waffles. Why waffles?
Waffles!
Waffles!
No, I brought them just because they were in the fridge.
Falls is looking at me like, you're an idiot.
I didn't bribe anyone with waffles.
And jokes on you, Paul. I'm used to that look.
I am the only human being on this entire planet who has the ability to actually make Paul's brain completely shut down. And he doesn't realize for a bit.
And
there are people who might challenge
him. It's happening right now!
And speaking of people who make us feel like idiots, let's all welcome a very new person to the show. It's our good friend Eric, a.k.a. our brand new quantum caster.
He's a physicist.
An actual physicist.
In training.
Now,
close enough.
Now, okay, very serious question here. How do they get the fizz into the pop?
No.
I mean, you're a physicist.
They fart into it.
Ah.
Wow, I never
they get
knew.
They get poopy butthole.
Is he a physicist,
they
though?
They get poopy butthole
caster. Is he racist against
they
fizz?
They stick the bottle in there, and they fart the gas in him.
I got
How
it.
How do you go to a poopy butthole?
I got it. He's a physicist.
Thank
you, Ted. That was the joke.
I got it.
And Dreamcaster's back. Yay!
You're the hindsight punisher.
Thank you for having me back, guys. This got weird fast.
She's wearing her official Radio Sentai Cast Ranger t-shirt. Buy now.
Buy now on TeePublic.
TeePublic. Okay.
May I say that we created a mathematical framework which references the boundary condition inherent in it. Let's just get this
nerd.
When did we become a really loud novelty radio station duo?
3 years ago.
Did you look at your thanks, guys.
And yes, I looked at my not existent watch on my hand.
With physics equations on.
Is and no one
time?
Else saw it because it's an audio podcast.
That's why
fucking idiot.
That's why I had to allude to it verbally.
Wait, are you saying there are no cameras inside that Sonic plushie that's staring at us right now?
None that you know of.
That thing's creeping the fuck out of me.
The rec room is watching our every move.
Yeah, the camera I placed inside the house 4 years ago when I moved out, the batteries died a while ago.
It's almost like the rec room is recording us.
Alright guys, let's do it.
Okay, news. First off, as is typical, the best news happens Saturdays after we record, because motherfucking Kamen Rider Climax Fighters!
Yeah, so we're getting a fucking Kamen Rider fighting game once again. It's been too long.
I knew it! I knew they were waiting until X8 was done before we got another proper Kamen Rider game, and lo and behold, it is bestowed upon us!
I too can't wait for the climax.
And it's going to be like a giant, like, kind of open world arena fighting game.
It looks
so.
Like Kamen Rider's version of Dissidia. It's like a 3D arena brawler.
That sounds pretty amazing.
With like at least three, maybe four fighters at once. Cause
is the combat engine slippery and awkward?
We've only seen about a second and a half of gameplay.
I'm sure it'll be a fine game, but if I don't actually
and it came
see
one nanosecond
Bill and Fuga aggressively fist bump.
I'm sure that can be done.
It's just going to be a waste.
Dead ass.
Just Kuga walks up to build, and Kuga just gives him like his standard thumbs up. You want to fight?
Where I'm from, that's a slur.
Bitch.
But yeah, so we know that the game is coming out for PS4 and will be released in December, and we will be importing the shit out of it. Trust me.
Or we'll be buying it digitally, probably.
It will be released on December 7th. Anyone else who's going to import it, we recommend PlayAsia. That's where I get all my imports from. As we've seen from the trailer, it's going to include riders from Kuga all the way up to build. We saw in the second and a half of gameplay footage, X8, Maximum Gamer Level 99, Hyper Kabuto, and X8 himself.
I like Hyper Kabuto.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Hyper Kabuto?
Mother.
I don't.
Oh, just so you know, Paul, they're making a renewal figure art of Hyper Kabuto.
Shh! You You spoiled it.
Oops.
Go that story.
So the game will be priced at 7,600 yen, which is about $70 US, plus shipping and marksman and what have you, depending on where you buy it from. So, that is awesome. I am super hype. Next.
Cool.
Veteran tokusatsu actor Yoshio Tsuchiya has passed away.
What a change in tone.
I know, right? Usually we start with these, but the game was just so damn important.
Cool new video
More
game.
Important than a human being dying?
Tokusatsu actor dies. Someone lost a father.
Yoshio Tsuchiya first portrayed Rikichi in the 1954 film Seven Samurai.
What? What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
From there, he has appeared in several Toho-produced kaiju films, including Godzilla Raids Again, Son of Godzilla, Destroy All Monsters, and his last film appearance was Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah.
And Kill the Sorry. Oh, movies. Never. No.
He also appeared in several Ultra Series seasons, such as Ultra Q, the original Ultraman, and Ultra 7.
Hey. Aw. How old is he there, man? What, like 50?
It does not say, but...
Shit.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Hard
headshot, he belongs in a Godfather movie.
Asian Godfather.
I just love this,
sure.
This one shot that looks like he's just petting Godzilla.
I want to do an Asian Godfather right now. I'm not PC sensitive enough, so
fair.
Just imagine me doing an Asian Godfather.
Who's a good nuclear dinosaur?
You are.
You are.
Yes, you
You're
are.
You're a good nuclear dinosaur.
And
depending on which one you are.
You'll do me a favor now.
Wow.
Oh, Eric, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Don't
I'm
worry.
A good person at heart, believe me.
Allow me to quote Bromwell High. It's all right, you're new. Next,
I like Bromwell High.
We have official images of the bottle change series for Kamen Rider Builds Gorillamon form.
Woo! So, for because you don't know Paul and Eric, Gorillamon is a combination of gorilla and diamond,
which you totally couldn't figure out from the clues.
Okay, I honestly thought we were talking about Digimon.
No. Yes, I can see why you're confused.
I'll kill you dead.
So this figure comes with the drill crusher and the gun mode, because that's what everyone fucking wants.
Yep.
The item costs 37.80 yen, base price September 30th release.
And a fucking Popeye arm.
Well, it's a gorilla.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got a pile bunker in the elbow.
It's gotta go saves his olive.
It's a really cool form. It's one of my favorites.
Next, we have official images for the next best match, Hawk Gatling.
See, okay.
The wings are good.
So, no. I was about to say, I like the form itself, everything but the wings.
I like
the
it.
The wings make it look silly.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm literally going to have phase.
Have you seen
this
it
one
attached,
green
though?
For me.
Have you seen it in another picture attached? Or are you just judging the wings themselves?
No, look at the wings on. That's
what?
So dorky.
I like
see,
it.
Let me
no.
see the wings, man. Oh, there it is. It's fine.
The form itself is badass.
It looks
but,
fine.
But no.
I just don't like that Hawk is orange, because orange is my most hated color. No offense, no.
Yeah,
know
that's
you
why
can
I'm
hate
getting,
a color, but I'm not a
That's why there's someone in our Discord named FaZe who will paint figures. So I'm gonna buy it, and mail it to him, and he's gonna paint the orange parts green.
Yeah, fucking I'm actually buying a bunch of Soto stage figures from FaZe
yeah.
Core.
Good for
yeah.
Him.
No, don't
as,
worry. You could go to
as
our
he's
Discord
protesting
and ask
in the
directly.
Chat to what you've been saying.
Right. The eye with the three. You know what I mean. That's interesting.
Yeah, it represents a Gatling gun.
It makes me think of, like, those machines that you look through at the optometrist and they're, like, number one.
It's a real shame.
I see what you're saying.
It's a real shame these figures don't have head articulation.
Well...
It's because of the gimmick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this figure is 3,500 yen, mid-October release. And it comes with the Hawk Gatlinger. That's the name of his gun. Because it's Hawk Gatling.
It's a revolver. It's a like a Gatling revolver gun. It's cool.
It's kind of silly me.
Am I the only one noticing that dude's handling his ass?
And speaking of Hawk Gatling, we also got images for the Hawk Gatling full bottle set.
It's pretty.
Although I should note, it's actually apparently there. It's not full bottle. It's fudu bottle because fudu is the word for shaking, and he shakes them.
I'm still calling them full bottles because
it's
that's what everyone
bottle,
else
right?
is calling
yes.
them.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's both.
Just lick the pop.
It's how
it
it's just like how
it.
Double and Dubberoo.
Kinda, yeah.
Is that
Fudu
yeah.
Bottle Pop? It's a
Fudu Bottle Pop.
Fudu Bottle Pop.
That is the name of this episode.
Fudu Bottle Pop!
Sure.
We just need... No, the thumbnail just needs to be Sento holding two baby bottle pops.
Yes. That would be
We're
really...
doing it. It's happening.
Yay.
It's being typed. It's official.
Good job, Paul.
Yay.
Welcome back.
I love that, though. It's great.
That said, I actually really like the...
Henching again.
I really like the Gatling bottle, so I'll probably pick up this set. I'm not planning on buying the Bill Driver yet, but I am going to buy the bottles that I like.
Am I the only one who thinks that that Gatling bottle looks like it's themed after the Empire from Star Wars?
It is!
Oh my
Star Wars. Space Nazi bottle!
Thanks. Now I feel so much better.
I like the Empire a lot.
Yes,
you will be allowed.
You don't fucking say, Mr. Tattoo.
You will choose one limb, and you will be beaten with it.
What?
Anyway,
how dare you?
My pinky toe.
Oh,
that's not a limb.
What kind of?
Like
that's an appendage, not
time,
a limb.
So that's not a limb.
It's appendage, not noose.
You're really going out on a limb here.
I get it. Next time.
Wait, no, I don't. Oh, wait, yeah, I do.
The DX Hawk Taka and Gatling full bottles cost 972 yen, so basically 10 bucks, which is pretty good. So they'll probably be around 30,
yeah,
our price.
Yeah, it's the same as
Gashin. 20.
Well, that's still pretty good.
Yep.
Considering they don't have electronics in them, I get it. September 16th release.
Yay.
Even
Gashin's had electronics in them, and they were like 10 bucks.
And speaking yet even more, once again, about Hawk Gatling, we also got images of the actual Hawk Gatlinger toy.
I can totally see, like, a Lego Terminator.
It's a pretty cool gun, I'm going
to
say.
I like the...
Great,
cameras,
I'm not allowed to look at
like
it because I'm not part of the Facebook
arms.
Group.
It does look good.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm looking at it.
No, we're looking... It's the Hawk Gatlinger images. It's the one above the Facebook link.
It's got a silly
name.
Oh,
what?
Oh.
Hawk Gatlinger. Despite the fact that it's orange, I fucking love this gun. I'm definitely buying it.
It is pretty
Chris,
cool.
Chris, it's a gun. I have to buy it.
I know you will.
Oh, wow.
Pulling the trigger of this toy allows you to shoot 6 normal shots. In addition, this weapon can fire a 100-bullet rapid-fire attack by spinning the barrel. When performing, it shouts 100 full bullet.
That's great. It's like McCree.
Well, I mean, it doesn't actually shoot anything. It's just, you know, if you use your imagination.
It actually better make the sound of, like, it's shooting 100 bullets.
Just use
you
your inner child's
if it
imagination.
Shot Nerf darts? Oh my god, now I gotta mod it so I can shoot Nerf darts out of it.
I'm pretty sure there's a Nerf gun that looks close to this.
Maybe.
Anyways, so the Hawk Gatlinger toy costs 3240 yen for a September 16th release. God, September 16th is just Hawk Gatlinger Day.
Maybe there's some sort of relevance.
Yep, I've already talked to Dave, and I said that I'm buying them all in October.
Yeah. My next story was going to be about the list of leaked bottles, but that link is broken.
Oh. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. The bottles, the link doesn't work.
Yeah, I'll track that down later. Next. So anyone who's watched the build episode might notice that at one point our friend Mr. Banjo pulled a dirty looking shirt out of the garbage. And you too can buy that shirt.
I know, it's crazy.
For 64 bucks!
I was like, if Japanese clothing wasn't overpriced, I'd get the dirty shirt.
I just love that
it's a girl modeling it!
Wait, I was just wondering something. If I wash the shirt, does the dirt come off? Is it like... is it on the shirt?
It comes dirty.
$64 for a plain white shirt we threw some shit on.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. Is it printed or is it not?
It's deluxe. That means it has to be washable so you can interact with it by cleaning it.
Oh my fucking god.
This is stupider than the ripped jeans fashion. I swear to god, I never thought I'd see something dumb.
I just love that they
why
have
is she wearing no
model?
Pants with it?
This is just as dumb as that stupid
she
clock they're selling.
I think she has jean shorts on underneath.
Are those shorts?
Wait, is she even
oh, leaving? She's wearing Daisy Dukes underneath.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric.
It's hard to tell.
No, she has a very hairy vagina.
No!
Well, you're just the most concerned.
And her legal.
Like,
her pubes
she's
are
never
made of
shaved
denim.
Her entire life, and she's also half Wookiee.
That was a pretty good
Chewbacca.
Yeah, that was really good action.
So, if you want to buy them, they're up for pre-order, and they'll be shipping out in November.
And you can apparently
64
yen.
Guys,
you
buy a dirty shirt for 60
a
bucks.
Ranger t-shirt.
Yeah, or you can spend less money and buy the Cast Ranger shirts. TeePublic.
What wall of text is this?
We need
Why
to
now?
Make a dirty cast ranger shirt.
Oh, someone put up in our Discord chat the list of the full bottles.
Thank
hey,
you,
yeah,
Filthy
let's
Dragon.
Make a dirty cast ranger shirt.
Okay, so aside
not like that kind of dirty.
Aside from the full bottles that we know about, here's the list of the other ones. And I'm going to say them as their full bottle pair.
Is it a dirty cast ranger shirt or a dirty cast ranger shirt?
We're past the dirty shirt now.
Okay.
So aside from the ones we know about, we have Dinosaur and Formula One.
Why do I still see
and
the
full bottle, the best match is called F1-saurus.
Okay, that's really amazing.
There's Shark and Bike. Spider and Refrigerator.
Is it a giant spider?
Wasn't that a ninja monster?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe it's a pun on the Japanese words.
Probably. Turtle and Watch. Beetle and Camera, which I like. That seems to be, like, maybe a double reference. Tiger
maybe.
And UFO. Phoenix and Robot. So it's just fucking Gigant Ho-Oh.
It's Phoenix
no,
Person.
No! It's Phoenix Person!
Or that.
It's just
really?
Phoenix Person.
Phoenix Person? That's what you guys came up with?
No, that's the actual name from...
I thought we were going to go with something like Cyber Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Phoenix Person?
It actually is Phoenix Person.
I was hoping for Bird Android.
Birdroid?
I was hoping for Birdamon.
Yeah, next full bottle set, Whale and Jet, a.k.a. that one Zord from Go-Onger. Unicorn and Eraser... Because aside from the last unicorn, they've all been erased.
One of them that I noticed that I'm taking interest to, Bear and Television.
I like those things. Okay, that was a weird thing to say.
I like TV and I like bears,
yeah.
So.
Ghost and Magnet.
And like TV.
So that's Comrade Ghost and Comrade
Forze
Magnet States.
Yeah. Deer and Pyramid, aka the Deeramid.
Oh my god, the Deeramid.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there it is!
Rose and Helicopter. I'm very curious to see that one.
What, Rose and Helicopter?
Yeah.
Unicorn.
Bat and Engine.
Isn't that the guy we already...
Night Rogue?
Yeah.
Maybe. Bee and Submarine.
Okay, that's great, because it'll be a yellow submarine.
Damn it!
Well, technically be yellow and black submarine.
Yeah, well, it depends on what the color of the submarine one is.
Yeah. Rhino and Hairdryer. These combos just don't make sense.
Don't make sense when you see them
Probably.
Right now. They're just they're right now they're just
really
stupid.
Scorpion and Gold.
Kamen Rider and Super Sentai.
Here's one that is kind of a reference. Wolf and Smartphone.
How?
Fize?
Okay.
But it's not Fize!
I know, but it could be. And yeah, Lane mentioned Bear and TV.
Yeah, that's the one I want. I'm interested
that's,
in.
That's probably the Telebikun one.
Telebikuma!
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Yay! Dog and skateboard. Dog and microphone. Giraffe and electric fan.
Jesus.
Crocodile and remote control.
These
oh
are so
Oh my god, you're
going
through all of them, really?
Penguin and skateboard.
That's the one radical. Kevin's most excited for.
Butoba Soul and Gamba Rising, so it's the two arcade games.
Wait, why is one of them organic?
I don't know.
Spaceships and big asses. See, this is
Santa cake!
Santa and cake. Cup ramen and energy drink.
Granola bars
and then, the other ones that don't exactly have matches yet, as far as we know, Castle, Zebra, Hammer, Kangaroo, Scissors, Owl, Spanner, Stag Beetle, we know about Doctor and Game for Eggs-Aid, Parka, Police, Orange, Magician, Friendship, Metals, Detective, and USA.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Hold on!
Some of these are fucking
these are all rider
ones.
I am boycotting this
There's
show.
There's a Friendship
and...
one?
Friendship is not an organic thing!
But Friendship is Forze.
Friendship can be developed organically.
Sorry, film stuff.
Just saying right now, I can't, I will not watch until we get tapir coat.
I like Forze and I think that's bullshit.
What is the motif here?
Inorganic
it's
material.
It's matching up an organic material with an inorganic material. That's why the default form is
so
rabbit
granola
tank.
Granola bars and polio don't count?
I posted a Facebook a thing on our Facebook chat, like inviting people to come up with their own full bottles.
It's something like African elephant and hope for the future or something like that. I don't fucking know.
Not necessarily.
It has to be a touchable
I think it
object.
Ideally, it should be an actual thing.
Well,
so,
the African elephant is a thing.
Yeah.
The one that is the hope for the future. That is not a thing.
Beer can and chocolate milk.
What?
Neither of those are organic.
Well,
milk is organic.
Hope is inorganic.
Let's not argue this all day, please.
Oh my god, it's a long.
Please.
What's your best match, Maneer?
Moth and pencil.
Ooh.
Moth pencil.
Moth pencil.
I like moth.
Because
I was. Sorry,
moth
go ahead.
Is already, moth is not. Rabbit's already taken, so I had to.
Spiders?
Were you thinking about Arthur?
No,
and big asses.
But I
God
didn't
damn it, Eric!
I didn't realize that after it would end up looking.
You know, my biggest problem is the fact that Spider already is a bottle.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because there's so many big asses in this room.
Is there
I don't
a frog
know.
Bottle?
Your fault for looking.
How is there no frog bottle?
I don't think so.
You know what? I'm interested in the owl full bottle so I can make owl Gatling. I think that'd be fucking awesome. Because owls can, like, fucking turn their head backwards, so just. I see it!
Yeah, anyways.
Okay.
Next story.
Official
images.
Yay! Oh, can I talk about this?
Sure.
So, official images have been revealed for the DX Psycho Kyutama. So, this is what Lucky's going to use to transform into Shishi Orion.
The Henshin Royal Globe Psycho Kyutama.
Yeah, so, like, this thing's fucking massive. And, like, you spin it, and it, like, says a lot of shit, and then it changes to, like, all nine colors of the Furnace 9 Q-Rangers.
Oh my god, you actually spin the disc on this thing like it's a fucking record.
That's
oh, that
great.
Is so cool.
So
looks
it's
like
it's
retro
it's
shit.
Like, it's like the DJ guy.
Sentai, why are you so bad?
Shit and pillows.
Honestly, I've been really loving Lucky lately in Q-Ranger, and I pretty much have almost all of his shit, like Kyutama's he's been using, so might as well get this thing too, so I'm very excited to get the Psycho Kyutama.
Strawberries and microphones.
Microphone
is already one.
Waffles and Morty.
How about Apple and Pen?
Morty and his Pokemon.
I already made that joke.
Morty and Pokemon.
Pocket Mortys.
Yeah, I actually downloaded that like today.
I want to play Pocket
and
Morty.
For some reason the music doesn't work, so it's weird because it's like silence and then there's just screaming.
So according to this description, apparently the Seiko Kyutama can be used by the other 8 Q Rangers. Interesting.
Cool.
So this Kyutama costs 37.80 yen, September 16th release, along with all the hot Gatling things.
Yay.
Next.
What does it cost?
Oh, here you go, Paul.
Official images of the SH Figurates Renewal Hyper Kabuto.
It's so smexy.
The design looks a little clustery.
Get to the wing
sword.
Picture.
I want it inside of me.
There you
Whoa.
Go.
I want it inside of me!
Please don't do that.
That's pointy.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
it's penises and microphones.
Eric!
Microphones already won! Yes, I have a bigger problem with that than the fact that you suggested a penis photo bottle.
I just want
to. I can imagine what it would look like, too.
Peachy.
It would look like the Dora.
Oh my god, Eric.
So wait, Chris.
It looks really phallic by
accident. Oh my god, Eric.
It has to be an organic material and an inorganic material, right?
Controversy's good controversy.
So what is sperm X condom?
I
fucking hate you.
I'm a physicist. I have to get creative.
This episode of Extra Sketching is brought to you by Trojan Condoms.
What's your favorite
okay.
idea?
Mine
is wearing
me.
Condoms.
I'm gonna put it in the chat and.
What, a condom?
So you know, like the.
Used
no, condom
and unused condom.
The Dora.
God damn it!
The Dora the Explorer Aquapet, which
I like
is
how
a real
Emily's
thing.
Becoming immune to our bullshit.
A real thing that came out.
Not
that
condom.
Would be that. I don't know if that would hurt
Whoa.
Going in
it's
though,
not
the but that tuma. You know,
it's not the tuma.
Hyper Kabuto is premium Bandai web exclusive, 78.84 yen, February 2018 release.
Ichi just wants us to proceed forward, but we're not going to.
Next.
No, we weren't done talking about it yet.
Tenno the Movie Director's Cut Blu-ray box set.
Yay!
Oh,
did they have
what
the
if it
Doris
was, what
picture
if it was
on that?
A very boring movie. Oh, wait.
It's real. All Aquapets are shaped like that, but they decided to make it have like a flesh color.
I don't want to know who buys that.
Only
I really
does
don't
that
want to
look
know who
like
buys that.
but with the inclusion of the little nibs at the end of the...
Anyways.
It, also, it looks like a dick that also has...
This is a three-movie Blu-ray box set that includes Oritanjo, Final Countdown, and Neo Generation's Onigashima Warship.
It's got Deno on it. I'm instantaneously not interested.
Final
Thank
Countdown
you.
Is best writer
Why
movie.
Why did he pin it? It's the stupidest thing.
Stop talking about things people won't have context on.
I'm sorry.
If you guys go to the Discord server, the dildo Dora the Explorer image will be pinned in the pins forever.
Two words I never expected to be
no,
in the same
it's
sentence.
Not, that's not what it's supposed
the
to be.
The Deno Blu-ray box set costs 13,500 yen for a December 6th release.
Whoa, Deno!
Should we at least put a picture of Batman on that or something? Like,
Anthony, put a picture of Night Rogue.
Okay, I'm sorry. I looked up for one and
I
for a
was
split.
Luke Skywalker.
I thought it was Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah. We're getting a Star Wars vibe.
We're looking at Masato Kusaka promoting the CSM Kaiser gear, which might actually come with the play gun because he's swinging it around in the promo.
I'm looking at this picture and I'm like, I'll take people who don't like sand for 500, Alex.
Is he holding that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we are. A bunch
See, look,
of
there's
floppers.
A better shot of it.
Oh, okay. I look weird the way he was holding that.
You're weird.
Oh, hi, Kaiser.
Well, obviously, look who I hang out with. Christ.
So, more info about the CSM Kaiser gear on September 13th. Kaiser Day. Ha ha. Next. Because this was absolutely asked for by everyone. Shout announces Jungle Fury on DVD.
Yeah. Hey, Jungle Fury was a good Power Rangers.
I mean,
that is your opinion.
Have you ever watched Jungle Fury?
I've watched Linkara's video, and that's all I need.
I like Geki Ranger. Geki Ranger is good.
Geki Ranger is amazing.
Power Rangers Jungle Fury Complete Series DVD set contains all 32 episodes in a 4-disc set slated for a December release. Will come at a very reasonable price of $16.97. The order is now open.
For the whole show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's only
32
episodes.
Yeah, but on
DVD,
it's not Blu-ray, so...
Whatever. He said with an odd air of elitism.
Okay.
Well, you have a problem with DVDs now?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yes.
Who cares?
They're inferior.
I don't care anymore.
You're inferior.
Thank you.
You're a towel.
You're a towel.
Hey! We're all towels, okay?
Speak for yourself.
Sweet, we're
I'm
in
a towel
generator.
I'm a face cloth.
I am a chamois. Thank you very much.
Wait.
A ShamWow.
Wait, towels and willow leaves.
Fuck's sake.
What was the second one?
Well, Shamwell. At least I'm a douche, so that's all that matters.
Willow leaves? Isn't that a thing?
I don't know.
Roses.
Roses already won.
God damn.
I'm
just gonna keep doing that the entire show.
If something pops in my head, I'll just let it out. And you can move on if you want. I don't know.
Well, we're done news.
Okay.
Really?
That's just the first part of the show.
This is the weirdest episode of Extra Extra we've ever done.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where it was going or where it went.
No, it's not.
Just staring straight ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, we were talking about tokusatsu stuff and also cracking wise about shit that doesn't matter. It's okay. It's just another day for us.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah.
Our show.
We'll see you on the
podcast. Do the roll call!
No!
Goff.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.